I ran comebacks until Deion got here. We started doing all these squirrel routes and, you know, all this stuff. And he became the master at it, man.
Yeah, that's right. You know what I'm saying? I guess when you come up behind Troy, man, you can learn a whole lot of things. You know, still try to take some tips on the sideline.
Like how to run over a guy on the 1 yard line.
Yeah, that's right. The bad part, I tried from like the 4. I really looked at the film.
Hey, now that we just bring that up, because now you get a chance to look at it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Could you have kept going? Could you have gotten in?
No.
I mean, I know you're winded and your mind was out there everywhere, like you said.
I think my wind was good, my legs were gone.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It was harping about the feel, how good the feel was. That feel wasn't good at all. You know, it wasn't good. It felt like the old feel we used to play on back in 03, 04.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It felt like that, but
you know, we used to catch cramps on us.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, because we was out of shape. Huh?
Did Bill make you run more sprints in practice on Wednesday and Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of feel, what was the feeling like after that game yesterday? Because you see Belichick afterwards, you hear a lot of the quotes. It didn't feel like you won the football game. Or
no,
sound like
we won. Mm. We know we won the game. It was a little mixed. You know, I think overall we wasn't consistent enough throughout the entire game. You know, I think like I said, every week we harp on starting fast, and we didn't do it again. But we picked it up as the game went along. We start adjusting to the things that we're doing on the field, which was pretty much what we planned for. Second quarter was good. Third quarter was good. And then the fourth quarter, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Back to the start of the game.
Yeah.
It looked like it got fixed somewhat. I know you didn't score on the first drive last week. But this week, is it something the defenses are doing? Is it stuff you guys haven't seen that's causing you guys to...
Nah. Because overall, once we get on the sideline, guys start... Once we look at the film, the paper, you see where the minor mistakes are. Yeah. Where guys may miss a block here. Or somebody may be 2 or 3 yards too deep on the route. Something like that. Yeah. I mean, just something weird. Unfortunately, we got a little lucky with the flag. You know, kept the ball. Went down. Like I said, we didn't convert on that third down. And that's where we had to kick a field goal. I mean, you know, the biggest thing to score touchdowns, especially against a team like that who's very potent on offense. And, you know, it almost came back and hunted us in the end of the game.
Well, you talk about being very good during the middle of the game. You guys had 4 straight possessions where you scored. You also said what they did defensively didn't surprise you, expected it.
Right.
From the TV coverage that we saw, they played off you guys a ton. I mean, they gave you guys a lot of room. Was that what you were expecting? Not a lot of bump and run, not a lot of getting up and being physical with you guys as receivers yesterday?
Right. Well, the thing is, you only can go off of what your game plan for.
Sure.
You know, during the week. And there may be a couple different things that you have to adjust to during the course of the game. You know, I think what they were doing yesterday is what we sort of seen on the film. Now, you also got to remember, too, they have 2 great rush ends as well. You know, these guys create a lot of havoc. And unfortunately, the good thing about it, we kept them off tongue the right times. You know, there was a couple times you would hit here and there. But overall, I think we did a great job on the front of making sure those guys didn't have a great impact on the game.
Now, you said the stuff they did on film was the stuff they did in the game here. Now, is that the way they play cover, too? The entire year.
That's why they're 0-12.
They gave you a hitch route on cover 2.
Right.
Now, in cover 2, your corners are rolled up on you. They're kind of in your face. No more than really 5 yards off of you.
Yeah.
They were like 10 yards off of you guys. And the no huddle thing. West caught like 3 balls in a row.
Exactly.
Grant was wide open in the middle of the field.
And that's what happened, though. I think once we get into Florida, the offense, I think
it's hard for teams to.
They don't want to give up the big ball, the big play.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what their defense is based off of. They'll rather try to – they want to make you earn all your points. You know, then they get a little tough once you get in the red area. But the only thing is, if you want to play that way, we're going to take what they give us.
Yeah, it's that's the thing. I think if you see a team like that on film, your eyes got to get wide open. You got to sit there and say, this is playing right into our stop. Mm-hmm. We said, maybe a team like Pittsburgh gets up there and jams you and play physical man. They're almost setting a blueprint to go up against you guys.
Right.
And then you watch a film and you say, well, they don't play that way. This is – this is what we're all about.
Right.
We should have a big day, no?
Well, no. Overall, I mean, we're going to look at each and every film. We take the games different, you know, each and every game. So, I mean, with the Redskins, we haven't really had time to go in and watch the film yet on them. But they're going to have a certain way they play the game, and we're going to game plan for that. Now, if they come out and do something different, we have to adjust on the sideline. You know, but unlike yesterday, hey, it's sort of like what we were seeing on film. And we took what they gave us.
You guys talked a lot all week long about this. I know that our team is 0-11, but they do have weapons. And we've said, well, it's great, but you got a quarterback that can't get them the ball. Orlovsky's first start, I mean, you wonder, what the hell were they doing with Painted all year long?
Right.
I mean, granted, it was late in the game. You guys were up 31-3, but still, 23 of 26 in the second half.
Crazy.
I mean, that offense with him doesn't look like an 0-12 team.
Crazy. Hey, that's what we were saying. That's what Coach tried to tell you all.
Yeah.
You know, before the game. You know what I'm saying? Hey, he did.
He did say that.
He did. And
you
overall.
Said, you said it in Philly after the press conference.
I said the same thing before we even got on the week of the game.
And we laughed at you?
Yeah. Everybody laughed. And here it is. You know, the guys are, you know, one series away from probably tying the game.
You have to give him a lot of credit for that being his first game.
Mm-hmm.
As a starter this year for that offense. Yeah, I thought he played well coming down the stretch.
And I think overall, but Coach showed us a bunch of plays on this guy. We all knew going into this game he was a good quarterback if we give him time.
Yeah.
And he showed that. You know, it was a couple times we didn't get enough pressure on him, and he hit the guys, just like Coach said he would.
But with that, we still, you know, when you look at the game the way it started, mm-hmm. you look at the guys you had out there on defense, it almost had a preseason feel. Let's see if these guys can get it done. I mean, your boy Matthew Slater out there started safety.
Right.
Coming in late in the game is one thing, but he's the starter. You know what I mean? I'm waiting for, seriously, we joked about it, but now it's looking more like Ocho could actually be out there in that defensive backfield at some point.
No.
That's not going to happen?
No, that's not going to happen. No. You know, Ocho's a receiver.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a receiver. You know.
Now, back to the game, though. We always talk about the defense needs to close the game out. Defense needs to, but there was an opportunity in that game,
right?
Where I think even Tom's last series in there, and then you saw Hardy coming. There was opportunity for you guys to close the game
out. That's what I was just about to say.
How much responsibility does the offense take? I think the way that game turned out at the end.
As far as the offense that we have a veteran offense.
Yeah.
You know, I think all the guys. I think we need to, as a team, we got to play a little bit more, better complementary football. But I think overall. You know, everybody harping on the defense. Our last three drives, we were three and out.
Yeah, because it's a situation where if we get two first downs,
the game is over.
The game's pretty much over.
Exactly. So we take as much of the credit for that situation that we put the defense in as they were, you know, as a team. I mean, it's a team effort. But overall, I think that as an offense, we want to take more responsibility to close the game out because we want to be in that six tight diamond early in the game than it was. You know, waiting on the onside kick and hoping we get the ball. Mm-hmm. You know, I think overall we just got to take a little bit more initiative to not put our defense in that type of situation.
Six tight diamond is where they take the fastest guy on offense, like Deion, and they put him. You know, the guy standing way back when the quarterback takes a snap and takes a knee. That's the six tight diamond formation. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned not getting those plays late, the opportunity to get a couple of first downs, and the TV camera showed Tom pissed off. They didn't get when West came up a half yard short. He's bleep this and didn't get it. And that's in the fourth quarter of a blowout game.
Right.
You've been with Tom now for two different stints. Mm-hmm. Have you played with a player as competitive as Tom Brady in your steer? This is the second time you've worked with him.
I mean, I have. I mean, there's a bunch of guys who who's very passionate about the game. You know, takes a lot of aggression into the game and want to go out and do everything right. You know, trust me, we have a bunch of guys on the team who feels the same way as he do. That's just Tom being a leader, you know, knowing that, hey, this is what we preach about. We talk about starting fast, 4-minute offense, you know, situational football, in which that was one of them. Prime example where we had the opportunity to close the game out, you know, but we put our defense in a bad situation. You know, the guys went out, scored another touchdown. Here's another onside kick. You know, with 36 seconds left on the clock. Mm-hmm.
Who got that onside kick? I forget. Who made that play on the onside kick?
Well, Grunt got – we got a flag on the onside kick for one.
Okay.
And then Grunt got one, and then I was able to receive one.
I saw you get one there on the hands team.
Offsides on the kick.
I don't think the man was offside. I don't know what happened.
Holy cow.
You know, once the ball is kicked, we can cross the line.
Was that Guyton? Was it called on
Guyton? They said Gary was offside.
Yeah.
You know, Coach looked at the film and was like, nah. We don't see it. I don't know what the ref was looking at.
He tried to make the game interesting.
They did.
I think Bill Porter made a phone call down to the ref.
Oh, he did a great job.
They always offsides down there.
It was like the Buffalo Wild Wings commercial, huh?
Exactly.
He did a great job.
Hey, I was Tom this morning talked about how he likes to watch guys like Drew Brees, guys like Aaron Rodgers over the last week and being Sunday night, Monday night games. You sit and watch those offenses and watch some of the things that they do, just being as a wide receiver and what they're capable of?
Yeah, we do. I mean, you know, we watch just to see the plays.
Yeah.
You know, just see what they're doing against certain teams. Now, trust me, guys are going to play us different than they probably play Green Bay, than they would play New Orleans. So those are things that you also got to remember as well. You know, just because you look up and see, hey, St. Louis put 62 points on the board. you know, against Indy. Mm. Who knows what happened the week before with St. Louis or with Indy? Who knows? I mean, the games are totally different from Sunday to Sunday. You know, next week is going to be totally different when we go to Washington than when they play with the Jets. This mm-hmm. is going to be totally different.
You play with the guy, he's no longer here. Taylor Price, we talked about for so long, Deion, helping out this team, and you've spoken pretty positively about his abilities. What do you think happened with Taylor Price here?
I don't know. That's... I'm not the evaluator. You know what I'm saying?
Time ran out on the clock. Hey,
I'm not the evaluator. You know, you'll have to ask Coach Belichick that. You know, I thought, you know, he was doing a great job with us. The time and stuff that he was here. I thought the guy was learning, doing a couple things that were good. He was trying his best. So you got to ask Coach that.
Okay. And all these people want to know, too, will we see Ocho Cinco have a spectacular game when it really counts? For this football team, hey, I mean, and how's it going in practice? For
oh, is everything's really, going good in practice.
Yeah,
it's going good in practice. It's going great.
Yeah,
everything's going great. That first question you got to ask Coach that too. Matter of fact, no, you got to ask Chad that. You know, Chad and Coach, those are their questions.
Chad, could you call in and tell us?
Hey, speaking of wide receivers, I look out there in the field. I see Tyquan Underwood out there getting some work in right now.
Yeah. That's what
you guys
see.
Give a kid and play any grief in
that's
there with the haircut? I mean,
that's
you guys go in there and say, you know.
That's what we call them kids.
That's what
kid.
You got to do.
That's kid.
That's what you got to do when you really want it, man.
I'm telling you, hey, look at the kid, man. He's amazing. And this is the reason that, you know, Coach keep calling him back.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's a hard worker. He's a smart kid. And he wants to play.
That's the route he dropped right there. That he's running.
Which one? Who dropped that one, kid?
No, that's the route he dropped in Philadelphia. That's
the route he's
working on right
now. Hey.
That pass in Philadelphia, that's what we're talking to Troy. Man, that might be the last one he sees from Tom, but he went back to him.
Oh, yeah.
Got another catch.
Trust me, Tom trusts the guy. He enjoys this guy. He works hard in practice. I mean, you see this guy now on a Monday.
Kid.
Kid.
I dropped a few balls in my day, too.
Hey, we all have.
Yeah.
We all have.
Deion Branch hanging out. Deion, appreciate it. Good luck to Washington this week. Sir.